We are regularly encouraged to get active, maybe take up a sport or a new activity for our general health and well-being improvement. Now, that may be easy for some, but when you are blind or partially sighted, finding a coach or a club or a gym that's accessible and can give assistance to someone with a visual impairment can be difficult. And some new research seems to support this. So to talk a bit more about the findings and what can be done to change this, we have with us Logan Gray. Logan, you're with British Blind Sport. This kind of thing is really your organisation's bread and butter about making sport accessible, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is, because essentially coaches, instructors, activity deliverers, which this report talks about, these are quite often people's first point of contact when in coming into sport and physical activity. I'm sure that a coach who wasn't feeling confident about delivering a session to a visually impaired person wouldn't enjoy it as much themselves. But also if they're kind of giving off any nervousness, not supporting a visually impaired person particularly well, then it just doesn't work for either party.
Were you surprised by some of the findings? Because they were quite negative.
This is something that we are aware of, but to be honest, this report highlights how severe the gap is. I mean, what this report basically says is that 3/4 of the sports coaching workforce have never delivered activity sessions to disabled people, which is quite staggering, really. And only about 60% of people would feel confident in coaching disabled people. I mean, there is a positive side in that there does seem to be an appetite for more training to help them feel more confident about this, with over half of the sports deliverers saying that they would want to do that.
As you say, there's a negative there, but a good positive that there is a desire to improve. And I know one of the stats which kind of I raised an eyebrow at was there's this kind of misunderstanding of what inclusion meant. But there is help out there if they look for it.
There is some confusion around inclusion, and that comes down to a variety of things. There's obviously different types of sessions that are delivered, and that they can be impairment specific. They can be pan disability, they can be open sessions for everyone, and people see it in different ways. I mean, maybe they think including people is actually just giving them any sort of opportunity, whereas inclusion could be just having everybody taking part together. And then even it might not just be about including visually impaired people or disabled people or even other kind of underrepresented groups in society. And at the end of the day, we just want to make sure that there's a great menu of opportunities out there for people to take part in sport at whatever level they want to in whatever kind of setting.
When you think about the different varieties of sight loss as well, some people may have partial sight. They may need perhaps be a different coloured cricket ball to take part in the game with other fully sighted people, or perhaps someone who's blind who wants to take up running may just need to find a buddy to tie up with and go for a run as well. So there are, I would say, it's low cost ways of making sessions, gyms and so on inclusion. It doesn't all have to be expensive and high tech.
You're totally right, Al. I mean, the lowest cost adaption of them all is communication and actually learning to ask the right questions, and for it to be a two-way process as well. So I would really want to put the onus on the visually impaired people themselves going along to a session for the first time is to be forthright and tell these people what you can and can't see, or what needs that you have, or what particular barriers that you might want your coach to help you overcome to take part of these sessions, because at the end of the day, you want to take part in sport and the coach wants to keep you as a participant as well. So it should be a real piece of teamwork between the coach and the participant. And that's even before you get on to all the other adaptions that are out there, like bigger, bolder, brighter equipment, tactile lines. They're all very simple adaptions that can be made that can just open up sporting opportunities for blind and partially sighted people.
Now, the charity British Blind Sport, I mean, you're encouraging people with visual impairments to get into all sorts of different sports, you know, sports they probably didn't even think were accessible. There's a huge amount there, but there is support as well. There's online tutorials and so on for sport and activity providers to show them how easy it is to be more inclusive?
We actually just won an international learning award from a technology category with the Learning and Performance Institute. Our partnership with UK Coaching produced an e-learning course, which was launched in June last year, called Coaching People with Visual Impairments, and is fully accessible, and it covers all the kind of the basics that we've been talking about. There's a bit about guiding, there's a bit about communication, a bit about health and safety, adapting different activities. And yeah, it's a great course. And it's one of the pieces of our training offer that we're trying to tackle these challenges that have been highlighted by this report.
And also, you think about it as well, if you are a coach or a gym or a club or whatever, and you go through these tutorials from British Blind Sport, and you make your activities accessible, you know, you're opening up more people coming, more people paying for your service and to take part. So again, there's another win there for the provider.
It's a no-brainer, Alan. I mean, at the end of the day, if you just want to focus on non-disabled people, you're very much limiting your audience that you can attract to your sessions. If you want to think outside the box a little bit as an activity provider, then you're opening yourself up to a much wider audience. And if you think about it from a business perspective, it just makes good business sense.
Absolutely. So just finally, Logan, if people would like to learn more about British Blind Sport, whether they're blind or partially sighted themselves, or perhaps a sporting or activity provider who would like to be more inclusive and open themselves up and bring in more people, what's the best way to do that?
Well, you can call us on 01926 424247, or email us on info@britishblindsport.org.uk. Or you can visit our website, where there's all sorts of useful information, hints and tips. We've also got a library of what we call educational resources, which are effectively guides to coaching different sports, available to download on our website. We've got a generic guide, we've got an athletics, an archery and shooting, an equestrian, a football, a judo, and a swimming guide as well. So if you deliver any activities, or you're looking for some simple tips on how to include visually impaired people, then check out the education section of our website.
Logan, thanks once again for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.